What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. We're joined by Steve Geller. It's our Pick 6 segment. Charlie, I'll throw it to you.
Mike, congratulations for the first 6-0 week that we've had all of Pick 6 season.
Wow, all right, Mike D.
Woohoo, Mike. Mike
well, don't expect that every week.
No, it's the first time we've done it, and we've done this for about 18 weeks now. Mike picked Georgia Tech correctly, although that I got some beef with that one because the rest of us picked BYU minus 4.5, and they won by 4. It was the half-point hook, but that's why we do it. I mean, Vegas always whoops us. Houston, we all got correct. The Texans, we all got correct against the Chargers. The Saints, everyone, Steve, you had picked the Titans, but the three of us, Bobby, Mike, and myself, got the Saints correct. I was the only one that went with the Bills. Oh, well, I mean, that was like kind of the second half. They almost made the comeback, but whatever. And then the Bears and 49ers game, another real tough line. Bears plus 3, they lose by 4 in that really back-and-forth affair, and that came down to the wire, too. But, Mike, you got all of them correct, so you went 6-0. I went 3-3. Bobby went 4-2. Steve went 4-2. So I was the worst one this past week. Got to pick it up here, guys. But we're moving ahead. It's going to be pick 8 this week because we got the college football playoff quarterfinals.
Busy,
and
busy.
Four games that mean something in the NFL. So I wanted to do all of those as well. I got Bobby's picks in front of me. We go chronological as always. The one game on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st. Tomorrow, guys, the Cotton Bowl. Number 10 Miami versus number 2 Ohio State in Arlington. Ohio State 9.5 point favorites. Bobby's got Miami plus 9.5. I will differ from him here. This just screams that Ohio State wins by 10, and it's one of those lines that's just the hook. You got to be careful of it. A lot of people are picking Miami in this game. Trench play for the Hurricanes is very, very strong. At the same time, I just feel like this Ohio State team, Mike, as we had talked with Chris Lowe in the first hour about most talented team in the country, I think they get it done. They win by 10.
I'm going with the Buckeyes. I think they're better at quarterback. And they got, man, two unbelievable receivers. Put a lot of stress on that Hurricane secondary. So I'm going with the Buckeyes.
Steve?
Yeah, Charlie, you mentioned the trenches. I like Miami's pass rush in this. Think they keep it close enough, so I'll take Miami plus the 9.5.
So that is a split in our first game. Bobby and Steve are rolling with the Hurricanes. Mike and I are rolling with the Buckeyes. Up next, we got the triple header on Thursday, January 1st, New Year's Day. Starting with the Orange Bowl, number 5, Oregon, 2.5 point favorites versus number 4, Texas Tech in Miami. Bobby's got Texas Tech plus the points. I agree with him this time around. I will take the Red Raiders. The Red Raiders have been very good to me. I know that there's all the talk out there that Oregon could be peaking at the right time. I just think Texas Tech, once again, referencing that Chris Lowe interview that we did, Mike, they can play with the big boys. And I think that they'll have a good shot to even take out this Oregon team and move on to the semifinals. Give me the Red Raiders.
I'm going with Texas Tech. I remember we had Pete Jenkins on last week. He said this Oregon team is not as good as the teams we've seen over the last couple years. The Red Raiders, I think, roll with this, and I think they win over Oregon.
Quack, quack for me, guys. I'm going to roll with Oregon here. I like their rushing attack in this one, minus 2.5 for the Ducks for me.
All right, moving on, we have the Rose Bowl, number 9, Alabama versus number 1, Indiana. Indiana, 7.5 point favorites. I hate this line. It was 6.5, and I was thinking, okay, I'll take Indiana, you know, plus the points, and then it moves to 7. I'm like, okay, maybe that's a push. It's moved all the way up, guys, to 7.5, and that's a big jump from 6.5 to 7.5. We've talked about it, you know, 2.5 to 3.5, 6.5 to 7.5. There must be a ton of money coming in on Indiana for this game. I will fade the public here. I love Kalen DeBoer against top teams. I don't like this pick at all, but I will take Alabama to cover 7.5. If they lose, I don't think they lose by more than a touchdown here.
What Hebert got?
Indiana.
I'm going with Alabama.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Mike, as well. Road tied. I just think 7.5 points, that just seems way too much to be getting for Bama here.
And to be fair, I'm not trying to disrespect Indiana. I think they win this game. But it's just too big of a point spread for me.
No doubt.
The three of us are taking the Tide. Bobby will be rolling with the top team in the country with Indiana. Moving on, guys, the Sugar Bowl. Wrapping up our college football slate here with the college football playoff quarterfinals. Number 6, Ole Miss versus number 3, Georgia, of course, in New Orleans. Georgia 6.5-point favorites. Bobby's got the Bulldogs. I will agree with him here. I think Georgia could win the national championship this year. They're not really a sleeper pick because they're the number three team in the country. But I picked them last time when it was like, I think, a 7.5-point spread, and they won by 7, or maybe it was 8.5. They won by 8. I forgot. But I'll take them here. 6.5 is enough for me to take. They win by a touchdown or more, in my opinion.
Hottie toddy. Ole Miss for me.
Wow, Mike, really?
Yep. Give me them points. listen, it was a shootout the last time.
Yes, it was.
I think you'll see something similar. And Ole Miss can match you point for point. Here's the thing. We don't know about all these teams. Indiana, Ohio State.
The time off.
Georgia. All that time off.
Right.
Man, it ain't a light switch. It's not a light switch. Give me hottie toddy in the 6.5.
I'm going to roll with the Bulldogs in this one. I'll take Georgia -6.5 in this one. I thought this would be a definite clean sweep from everyone. You surprised me on that one, Mikey.
Listen, okay. I like the pick. Trinidad Chambliss is one of those dangerous QBs in this bracket that I think that Ole Miss offense, even with no more Lane Kiffin, they still got a lot of offensive assistant coaches still there. They could put up some points in this matchup, even with how good Georgia's defense has been playing.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, moving on. NFL Week 18, guys. We got Saturday doubleheader starting with the Panthers at the Buccaneers. You know, if you listen to our interview that we just did with Mark Schlereth, you know my pick for this game. Bobby's going with the Bucs, -3. I think the Bucs are a broken team. They've completely fallen off the face of the earth. Give me the Panthers +3. I think they seal up the NFC South.
Jin Hale gave me the deal on this. Panthers win one, lose one,
right.
Win one, lose one. Right. They lost last week. Panthers beat the Bucs.
I think it's been 10 straight weeks, Mike. It's like historic how off and on they've been.
You know what? I'm going to ride the pony until
he
throws me off.
Sure.
That's why Carolina for me.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay just because I believe in Baker Mayfield with his back to the wall more in this matchup. I know nothing's even guaranteed. Even if they win this game, there's a chance that the Panthers could still eke out the division if the Falcons beat the Saints, which is wild.
It's a really funny scenario.
But I'll take Bucs -3.
So this is a split. Bobby and Steve are going with the Bucs. Mike and I are going with the Panthers. Up next, we have a rematch. NFC West, 49ers at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks -1.5. And guys, if you watch Sunday Night Football's game against the Bears, it was back and forth. It's like a ping pong paddle, back and forth and back and forth. Offenses were going nuts in that matchup. The 49ers' offense is hot. Their defense is not. And that really scares me. Bobby's got the Seahawks -1.5. It obviously scared him. But at the same time, that one game that sticks in my mind when making this pick was last year, the Vikings against the Lions. In the final week of the regular season, could be for the one seed. Very similar spot. And Sam Darnold spit the bit. I will go with the 49ers in this game. I don't feel great about it. I think the Seahawks have been fantastic all season long, but I got to see it from Sam. In the pressure moment, can you win in Week 18 and lock up that one seed, that first round bye in the NFC playoffs? Show it to me. I'm going with the 49ers here.
Seattle for me.
Okay.
I got the 49ers too, Charlie. I think Brock Purdy has been awesome and just a 1.5-point dog at home, but still I'll take the Niners being underdogs in their house any day.
Moving on to Sunday, January 4th, the Saints at the Falcons. Falcons 3.5-point favorites. Bobby's got the Saints covering 3.5. This is another one that's moved, guys. Atlanta was 2.5, then 3, and now all the way up to 3.5. I hate that hook. I'll take the Falcons. I just think that there's a stat out there that once they've been eliminated, they just play their best football. So, you know, final week of the season, the Saints have been hot. I understand that. But just seeing how they played this past night against the L.A. Rams kind of scares me off of it, guys. I'll go with the Dirty Birds.
If it was 2.5, I'd go Atlanta. But I'm taking the Saints in the 3.5. I think this is a field goal game. I think the Saints keep it close. Revenge, too, for losing that first game.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I'm going to roll with the black and gold as well in this one for that revenge factor. There's no way in heck you can let those Dirty Birds sweep this season series.
Yeah, can't have it.
I mean, that very well could happen with splitting it, guys. It's just how this rivalry works. I don't love the pick, but it just is what it is. Wrapping things up, Sunday Night Football, the Ravens, 3.5-point favorites at the Steelers. Last I heard is it may be trending towards Lamar Jackson playing in this matchup, guys. The Steelers had every shot in the world to wrap up this division last week against the Browns, and they completely screwed it. And Bobby's got the Steelers plus 3.5. He thinks that they respond. I'm not buying any stock into this Steelers team at this point, guys. This could be the last game of Coach Tomlin in Pittsburgh. We'll obviously have to see how that kind of plays out. Give me the Ravens minus 3.5. I think that they win this game.
Bobby's in love with Aaron Rodgers. That's why he picked the Steelers. Right. Come on. I'm going with the Ravens here. Feed them Derrick Henry till they spit it out on the other end.
I definitely expect a heavy dose of Derrick Henry. I do think, though, the Steelers, they find ways to drag other teams into the mud. And so I'll go with their defense built to stop the run game, and even though it is Derrick Henry. So I'll take Steelers plus 3.5.
There's these hooks on this week's spreads, guys. I just can't stand it. But we'll see how it all kind of plays out. So just a quick recap. We got a split where Mike and I both have Ohio State minus 9.5. Bobby and Steve have Miami plus 9.5. Me, Mike, Bobby have Texas Tech. Steve's rolling with the Ducks. And then we got me, Mike, and Steve are taking Alabama. Bobby's taking Indiana. This is really making it tough on me, guys. Myself, Bobby, Steve have Georgia. Mike's taking Ole Miss. And then we have a split where Mike and I have the Panthers plus 3. Bobby and Steve have the Bucks minus 3. Another split where Steve and I have the 49ers plus 1.5. Mike and Bobby have the Seahawks minus 1.5 on the road in San Francisco. I'm the only one taking the Falcons minus 3.5. The rest of the guys got the Saints plus 3.5. And then finally, another split. No clean sweeps this week.
I was going to say, no sweeps.
No clean sweeps.
That's good.
A split.
Right. Normally, we all stink on them.
Yeah, the clean sweeps are terrible. Mike and I got the Ravens minus 3.5. Bobby and Steve are rolling with the Steelers plus 3.5 on Sunday Night Football.
All right, that was pick 8.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.